broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Over the last few weeks, we certainly were following up with the stories that we heard from Eskom, as well as many community members who were impacted by the upgrades that they had to implement to their prepaid electricity meters. To give us further outcomes on this, we join now on the line by Eskom spokesperson, Daphne Mokoena. Ms. Mokoena, such a pleasure to have you. Thank you for making time. I know it's been incredibly busy on your end.
Very busy, Gugu, and good evening to you and to your listeners.
A delight to speak to you, and I can imagine it's been some interesting insights and nuances that have come out of the numbers and findings on the back of allowing South Africans to register their prepaid meters and even extending the deadline. But help us understand, what do the numbers reveal around non-paying customers and those who have been able to upgrade and convert?
Yeah. So, Gugu, as when we started with the project, we said that we have 6.9 million customers, and we have rolled over those 6.9 million customers over, or those meters, to KRN2. So, however, as we were dealing with this project, we also had about 341,000 customers where the meters were not linked to any customer. But so with this project, then we are able to identify these customers, and so that we can update our system and, you know, legitimize these customers on our system, that is. So that brought about you know, our customer base now, prepaid customers, increasing from 6.9 million to about 7.25 million. But what is also very, very important, Gugu, that had, you know, which was an unintended benefit to this, other than that, we had about 5.55 million customers that have updated their meters. We remember we had also 2.1 million zero buyers that we were talking about. And now with the customers coming forward to Eskom, we had about 400,000 customers that have started buying from these zero buyers. So we're currently sitting at about 1.7 million customers that we're still, you know, addressing, as you would have seen that the queues are still there out there. Our customers are still coming to our offices, and we are assisting these customers. And we're saying that we are extending this assistance that we are providing to our customers up until the 13th of December. And this is just about the kickstarting the process of making their meters KRN2 compliant, but not to say that, you know, the whole, or we will stop assisting them. So we're saying, let's kickstart the process of making your meter KRN2 compliant, and then the rest of the other activities that we need to assist our customers with, they will then follow beyond the 13th of December.
Let's talk about the level of compliance here and ensuring that there's an aspect of sustainability to it. In your release, you do highlight that there were about 400,000 non-paying customers who have now actually improved in terms
being
of
legitimized.
Being legitimized. How is Eskom working on ensuring a level of sustainability, given, number one, the extension of the deadline, but those who have now been legitimized, ensuring that there's sustainability to their participation?
So what we do, and I think it's about, you know, a culture of, you know, always talking to our customers and encouraging that culture of payment, and just showing that, you know, as customers, if we are doing the wrong things, and we end up, you know, having to suffer, you know, undesired consequences. Like, for example, now obviously if one has tempered his meter or her meter, now you have to cough up 6,000 rands that you know that, you know, I mean, you don't keep such an amount, you know, with you on, you know, at any point in time in your house. But I think it's just about, you know, having that culture change with our customers and addressing our customers, being closer to our customers, ensuring that they are doing the right thing and calling our customers to do the right thing. Yes, you'll have those customers that just don't, you know, change their ways of doing things. But I think having seen that within this short space of time, having 400,000 customers, you know, doing the right thing, I think the message is landing, and we are just looking forward to more customers, you know, changing their old ways.
You've extended the deadline to the 13th. What happens after this deadline? But more so, this 400,000 number, do we have a figure as to how many more customers can be legitimized? Is there a total figure or number that we're targeting?
Yes. Remember, we had 2.1 million zero customers that were not buying or but having electricity, so hence they are called zero buyers. Out of that, now they are reduced by 400,000, so we are left with 1.7 million.
Got you. Perfect.
But then, yes.
Perfect. And then the deadline, post the 13th of December, which is the new deadline, what happens then?
So that is why we're saying, remember what we were saying as well before the 24th of November, what these zero buyers, the customers should do was to say to them, encourage them to buy before the deadline. And hence we have extended to say, when if you didn't attempt to buy or haven't bought, continue to go buy before the 13th of December so that you can kickstart the process of having your meter to be KRN2 compliant. But once the 13th, beyond the 13th, we'll still assist customers. But the good thing is if we get more customers buying and having their meters, you know, kickstarting or triggering the process, because that's how we trigger the process of updating your meter. It's for you to go buy so that you can receive your two key change tokens or those 20-digit numbers. So we are encouraging more customers to do that so that after the 13th, then those that need their meters to be replaced, we continue with the replacement. Those that have lost their meters, they don't know where their meters are because we do have such cases, we continue by replacing their meters and whatever support that customers would want after that so that they can be, you know, they can be legitimized in terms of having a meter that is working and you can buy from the legal vendors as well. So that is what we will be doing beyond the 13th. But before the 13th, what we are encouraging customers to do is that continue to go and buy so that you trigger the process of updating your meter to be conclude this process of, you know, being on KRN2.
Mam Defty, to close off with the legitimization of the remaining 1.7 million customers, are there forecasts as to how much this will contribute to revenue for Eskom?
Look, if you take, say, for an example, with the 400,000, we're saying if, for an example, a household is, for an example, using 1,000 rand per month, you're already looking at 400 million, you know, a month. So you can just maybe do the math on the 1.7 million. So basically that will assist us in, you know, improving our revenue and our losses because, as we said, that with this, you know, theft of energy, we are losing about, you know, if you go to an extent of using the 1,200 that the minister used per household that could be consumed, or 1,200 of energy that is consumed, we are saying that we'll be losing about 30 billion as Eskom, you know, and if these customers are coming forth, then it means that we will be improving our revenue by 30 billion, and that's a lot of money, and that would also help, you know, in things like, you know, tariff increases, because that revenue will be coming to Eskom, because, you know, as the minister said, that the customer that is basically suffering in all this, especially those that can afford but just choose not to buy. It's the paying customer that is suffering at the end of the day. And remember, we are not, you know, we are quite aware that also we've got customers that are indigent that need to be supported through free basic electricity program, and we are calling upon those to register with their municipalities so that they can get the free basic electricity. And I think the minister as well is working on having these customers not to, you know, when for an example, the free basic electricity to go straight into the customer's meter and not go via the municipalities, because sometimes it looks like the municipalities are using that money for something else. So those are the things that, you know, working with government and ensuring that those customers that need to be supported are supported in terms of indigent. And I think there's also a team that is working, a task team that is working with the minister to ensure that we also looking at how, you know, increasing this free basic electricity, because currently the policy only allows 50 kilowatt hours.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you so much for giving us clarity in terms of some of these metrics and where we stand regarding our compliance here. Thank you again for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Daphne Mokoena, the spokesperson of Eskom.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.